The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On today's show, we're going to talk about what it takes to be consistently consistent.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there, I'm Chalene Johnson, and thank you so much for spending this time with me. I know a lot of people say that at the beginning of their podcast, but yo, you don't even know. You don't even know how important this podcast is to me, like what it does for my soul and how I just, like the coolest thing you can say to me is, Chalene, I listen to your podcast. I love Build Your Tribe, or I listen to The Chalene Show. Like when you say that to me, you'll see my face change. Like I get so excited. It's, I don't know. I guess because I know if you're listening to a podcast, we are probably pretty well connected. There's a certain type of individual who listens to podcasts, number one. You know that because there's like 25 of your friends, you've tried to forward them podcasts and they're like, and you're like, hey, did you listen to that show? And they're like, oh yeah, no. Well, I was going to, but then I got, you know what I'm saying? Like we're a type. And it's so awesome when you know there are other people on the planet who are just like you. Like we're Wonder Twins, even if you're like a 75-year-old man in Australia. Like we are Wonder Twins. Hashtag Wonder Twins in your tweets if you understand what I'm saying. All I'm trying to say is my gratitude runs deep, not just because you listen to the show, but because you give me this. You give me this opportunity to talk to you and to connect with you, and you make me feel like I have purpose and I love you. Okay, today we're going to talk about how to be consistently consistent. Now, the reason why I came up with this topic, I didn't come up with this topic. I am totally, for the moment, addicted to two apps. Number one, Dubsmash. Number two, Periscope. Whoa. I don't even know what to say, but Periscope is the Bombay of the day. It's owned by Twitter now, and it's a live streaming broadcast. So basically, if you follow me on Periscope, which I would love for you to do, and I'm Chalene Johnson, all one word, no spaces in between, I do sometimes multiple times per day a live streaming broadcast, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And what's been really fun for me, and it's why I wanted to mention it in this particular podcast, is I have stopped teaching my regularly scheduled classes at the gym. It's a long story, but I needed to do it. And it's the right thing to do for me at the moment in terms of like security and like a bunch of weird stuff that happened. But that took away like a big chunk of my, it took away two things. Number one, it took away a big chunk of my joy. And number two, it took away something that kept me accountable so that I was consistently working out and I had a consistent schedule. So yeah, I was showing up for my buddies at the gym and teaching them those classes for the last 20 years, but it also kept me super consistent. Like I was accountable because I knew there were people waiting for me at the gym every single morning at 5:45 a.m. And so when I had to give that up, it wasn't just not seeing some of my friends at the gym on a regular basis that was difficult. It was also thinking to myself, how am I going to stay consistent with my workouts? Like I'm a regular workout person, but I like the routine of getting my strength training in 3 to 4 times per week. I like the idea that there's a certain number of days per week that I'm doing plyo. And so once I started playing around with this app called Periscope, I realized, hey, that would keep me super accountable if I was posting live workouts from time to time. And if I were scheduling those workouts with my staff and a few close friends here in my home gym. So that's what I've been doing. And it's something I wanted to mention to you because Periscope is a great way for you to stay consistent. We're going to talk about how to stay consistent. And that's one of the ways I've been able to stay consistent with my workouts is with Periscope. Now, I will soon be, if I haven't already by the time that you hear this episode, be releasing an episode on Build Your Tribe, explaining what the heck Periscope is, why you might need it, and not that I'm an expert on it or anything. I'm pretty new to it. In fact, it's a pretty new app. But I will share with you some tips and tricks and some simple ways to get you started, and if nothing else, how you can watch Periscope videos to help you stay on track. Now, the reason why I brought up Periscope initially in this episode is because it was on a live Periscope broadcast where I was asking people, hey, what would you like to hear on my next Chalene Show episode? And I got things like time management. That was like number one, but I've done a lot on time management. But nonetheless, because people have asked for it, I'm going to give you some more episodes on time management. But the second most popular one boiled down to this: how to be consistent. So based on your request on my live Periscope feed today, voila, asking you shall receive, we're going to talk about what it means to be consistently consistent. Now, the definition, like if you were to look it up on Webster's dictionary, and there's so many different dictionaries now online, but basically it means to be predictable, marked by agreement, to be consistent, to conform, to have steady conformity, to have regular harmony, steady continuity. Now, I wanted to read that to you, and here's why. Because you didn't hear me say you need to have perfection. There's no part of the definition of consistency that says every single day. There's no part of the consistency definition that seems to imply we can't ever fail or miss a day or miss a step or take two steps backwards. That's the thing about consistency, about being consistent. It's a general movement forward. Now, I remember when my kids were very young. You remember when they're little babies, like before they're even like 3 and 4 years old, and you take them to the pediatrician and they take all these measurements. They weigh them and then they measure them and they measure their little heads and they do all these little measurements and they tell you, oh, they're in the 20th percentile for this. Oh, they're in the 50th percentile for this. And, you know, I mean, these are all things that are really uninteresting to anyone other than your mother. Like, grandma is super interested in these percentiles. Nobody else is. So you can save it. But for moms, you're like, well, what does that mean? I remember when my son, poor Brock, he's going to kill me for telling this story, but he has a tiny little head and he's always had a tiny little head. And when I first took him to the pediatrician and they did that little measurement, circumference measurement around the top of his head the circumference of his head, they said, oh, he's like in the 15th percentile for the size of his head. And I was, you know, quite concerned because I thought, does that mean he has a small brain? What does this mean? And the doctor explained to me, as long as he is consistently in this range, if he goes up 5% or down 5%, that's fine. Up and down a little bit's fine. We just want to see that regularity. We want to see that there's a consistent pattern. We don't need to see him jump up to 50%. We don't need to see him drop. We don't need to see him stay exactly at this percentile. We just need to see consistency, and then we know everything's okay. Consistency doesn't mean you have to stay at your set weight. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to create a to-do list 7 out of 7 days. It doesn't mean that if you've set a goal to work out for 365 days this year, it doesn't mean that if you've made a goal to get fit this year, that you have to exercise 365 days. Let me give you the good news first. Consistency just means that you're making progress in the right direction. There's going to be some down days and some up days. That's called personal development. And one of the most frustrating parts about improving yourself, personal development, is that some days aren't so great, whether it's your food or how you treat your spouse or the consistency in your eating or your reading or learning or advancing your business. Some days are just a bust. And some days are really great. And some days wind up somewhere in between. And people often ask me, like, what's the trick? How do you stay so consistent? And how do you make sure you do all these things on a regular basis? And my answer is, I don't ever aspire to be perfect. I just want to be consistent. And I believe that consistency is simple. It's just a matter of moving in the right direction and expecting some days not to be so great, and expecting that there are some times I have to lower my expectations. Consistency is not something you're necessarily born with. And if you weren't born with any consistency or discipline, it does take time to develop it. But the good news is, just like any other skill, consistency, discipline, accountability can be developed. Pull out your pen and your piece of paper, or just remember to make sure that we take good notes on this and listen to it a second time, because now I'm going to give you what I believe are the best things to work on, because this is a skill. Remember that to be consistent, to find discipline, to create accountability, those things are a skill, which is awesome, because all skills can be learned. Repeat after me. All skills can be learned. Well, not all skills. Most skills can be learned. That's truth. Hashtag truth. Like 98% of skills can be learned. I say that only because I cannot roll my R's, and I've tried and I've tried and I tried. So maybe that falls in the 2% category. Number one, you have to tell yourself that you expect you will do this. Nowhere is this more true than when it comes to our fitness and our nutrition. And girlfriend, boyfriend, you know who you are. When you decide you're going to eat healthy, eat clean, and exercise on a regular basis, you know I'm talking to you. Do you ever say to yourself, okay, I'm starting this, but I just know I'm going to fall off the wagon. I just know when dinner time comes around, I'm going to start picking everybody else's food, and I'm going to overeat, and then I'm going to have a glass of wine, and then I'm going to want chocolate. I just know that I'm going to do a couple of days, and then I'm going to be sore, and then I'm going to skip it, and I'm going to fall off the wagon. Girlfriend, boyfriend, was I just in your head? Is that a conversation that you sometimes have with yourself? Because if it is, let me just tell you, it is impossible not to do what your brain tells you to do. So if your brain has already told you that you will fall off the wagon, if you've already convinced yourself that you're not going to stick to a healthy eating plan, you won't. But Shalene, how do I stop saying those things to myself? Well, you may actually continue saying those things to yourself. But what I'm going to ask you to do is every time you catch yourself saying one of those negatives, I want you to replace it with five more affirmatives. So let's say that you catch yourself saying, oh man, I know I'm going to, really fall off the wagon tonight, and I'm going to eat a lot. I'm going to eat everything the kids are eating, and I'm going to fall off of my healthy eating plan. If you catch yourself saying that, I want you to stop and then repeat five times whatever it is you know you want to do. No, that's not true. I'm actually going to drink my water because I will have already had my dinner and I won't be hungry, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to be disciplined, and I am not going to hang out in the kitchen where all the temptations are, and I'm not going to be the person who brings all of the plates with the leftovers to the sink, and I'm not going to be the person who's actually dishing up everybody's food. I'm not going to put myself in that environment because I am going to be consistent, because I am going to follow through. So it's okay to say those negative things. It's normal. You can't stop that. But what you can do is drown it out by repeating the positive things that you expect to have happen. Next, you have to make a conscious decision to be consistent. You have to say it out loud or repeat it to yourself. I am committed. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to reach my goal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this because I want this. And the second half of that step is to figure out how it makes you feel. That thing that you're trying to be consistent about. Just before I started recording this, I was talking to my husband, Brett. Now, you know me. I am obsessed with plans and list making, and I need everything to be in writing, in your own handwriting. Wouldn't it just be a nightmare to be married to me? Let me tell you, it probably is. The man deserves a gold medal, a purple heart. I'm not kidding. And, I'm much better now, because when I was a freakazoid workaholic, do more, do more, do more, do more, I couldn't handle seeing anybody chilling out and resting. If I saw my husband like on a Saturday afternoon sitting on the couch watching golf, I would be like, well, apparently he doesn't have a to-do list. I know, I'll go make him one. And I would go and like write out like 50 things that he could do. And it would bug me if he was resting, which is, I'm so not that person anymore. Trust me. Now I will just plop down on the couch next to him and hold his hand and enjoy that. But nonetheless, there are days and times, which most work days between the hours of 11 and 3, y'all, I love me a to-do list. And you know I have a special way of creating a to-do list. Now, that doesn't come as consistently for my husband, but yet he knows it works. He knows he crushes it when he uses this special way that I teach people how to create a to-do list. And so he loves the way it makes him feel. I can tell you, because I get the text messages, he'll be like, I am crushing it today. I had the best day. I feel so good. I got this done and this done and this done, and I am killing it right now. I am killing it. And that makes me really happy. And when he's happy and I'm happy, we're both happy and things are really good, y'all. So the to-do list is killer. It's great for our relationship. It's great for his happiness. It's great for my happiness. It's great for productivity. Yet it doesn't come naturally to him. It's not something he does on a regular basis out of second nature. It's not ever probably going to be a natural habit for him. So I asked him, how is it, knowing that that's not something that comes that natural to you, how is it you keep yourself consistent? And he said, oh, it's like today. I feel so good. And I just remind myself when I have that little voice inside my head that's like, oh, you don't need to create a to-do list on paper the way Chalene talks about it. Like, you already know what you need to do. You don't need to write it down. And he explained that when he catches himself having those conversations, he just tries to remember like how amazing, like on fire he feels when he does create a carefully crafted to-do list, which is what I want you to focus on. Don't think about the task. Think about how good you feel when you actually do it, whether it's a workout or planning a date night with your spouse or actually carving out the time to do something without your devices, like completely focused on your kids. You know how good that makes you feel. You know how good it makes your kids feel, but it doesn't come natural to us. So focus on the feeling and then create accountability. Okay, so focus on the feeling. And my next step is the accountability. So how do we keep ourselves accountable to these things that we want to be consistent with? Let me tell you, first and foremost, you must have a plan. You've got to write it out, whatever it is you want to be consistent with, whether that's spending more time with your parents, making sure that you read on a regular basis, getting through the Courageous Confidence Academy, making sure that you've gone back through Marketing Impact and you really understand what it takes to build your email list. Whatever it is you need to do, dude, are you listening? Do I have your attention? You need a plan, and it has to be a plan on paper with a pen and a piece of paper. You can't keep it straight in your head. You know you can't. There's too much going on in your head. There's too many demands. There's too many things competing for our attention. You can't remember this stuff. You just can't. And you need to. So you've got to write it down. Okay, I want to make sure that I get through this academy because I've invested my money. And so here's my plan. Here's how many days per week I'm going to study. And here are the days that I'm actually going to rewrite my notes based on each lesson that I've learned in the Marketing Impact Academy or Smart Success or whatever else you might be studying. Because I hope that all of you are lifelong students. That's one of the reasons why we call ourselves lifers. To be a lifer, to call yourself a lifer, you can't call yourself a lifer unless you're a lifelong student. And obviously you're listening to a podcast, so you are a lifelong student. You're just trying to be better. That's all we're trying to do. We're just trying to be better wives, better husbands, better boyfriends, better parents, better friends. That's what we're trying to do. And that takes knowledge. That takes education. That takes self-reflection. That takes honesty, vulnerability, and the willingness to say, I have room to improve. The ability, the power, the courage, the vulnerability it takes to say, I'm so sorry. I messed up. Can we start over? I really blew it. That's how you grow. That's how you become better. And that requires a plan. All improvement, all things you want to stay consistent with, where you need discipline, require a plan on paper. So what is it you want to be consistent with? Is it your eating? Is it your nutrition? Is it your workouts? Is it your relationship with your significant other? I hope it is. You know what? Listen, I hope and pray that your relationship with your significant other takes priority when it comes to planning over your nutrition, over your fitness, over your finances, over everything. Because it's ironic how all those other things happen to fall into place when things are going well with the person you love the most, the person you are meant to be with. And we always put them last. We take it for granted. So how about you make a plan for how to improve that relationship or how to honor it, or how to make that person feel amazing, how to make it better. And then we can create a plan for all these other areas. But once you have a plan, then you need accountability. Here are layers of accountability that I recommend. Number one, get yourself a partner in crime. Find somebody who's going to keep you accountable. Whether that's, you know, obviously calendaring your date nights or scheduling an early morning workout. And you don't even have to do it with somebody in person. You can say, okay, we're both going to be logging in on Periscope, or we're both going to tweet each other or text each other and say, start now. It is finding somebody who will keep you consistent even on the days when you're not feeling like it. And you will do the same for that person. The next layer of accountability is, of course, to make sure you have measurable, reachable, attainable, exciting goals. And the reason why I suggest that those goals are small and attainable and exciting is because if your goal is to lose 75 pounds, that's not exciting. That's depressing. It's debilitating. 75 pounds sounds like a lot. But if I suggested to you to set a goal to just lose 5 pounds this month, this week if you want, that's attainable. That's doable. So I want you to, whatever it is that you've decided you need to be more consistent with, I want you to set for yourself some attainable, exciting, short, fast approaching goals. Goals that you can hit. Goals that aren't going to leave you feeling depressed, but goals that are going to make you feel like you have momentum. To be successful at anything, you must have a plan. And you need a daily plan. I mean, for example, if you're going to prepare your meals for the week or consult with a nutritionist or decide that you're going to work out every single day, you need to plan that out. You need to schedule tomorrow's workout. You need to put it on the calendar what day, what evening you're going to be spending devoted to your significant other. No digital devices, no distractions, just the two of you. It needs to be planned daily. Yeah, that's how you can be consistently consistent. Now, my last and final comment to you is this. It's okay to miss a day. Imperfection is to be expected. My goal is to work out 7 days a week. I say that because I will be very happy with myself if I work out 5 days a week. I'm okay, and I expect that life is going to get in the way. I know that one of those days, something's going to come up that I hadn't anticipated. Hello, I have kids, I have a business, life gets in the way, and I don't need my fitness to take priority over people. So my goal is 7, but if I hit 5, I'm really happy with myself, and I believe that's consistency. It's not perfection. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that would be perfection. I'm not going after perfection. I'm going after consistency. So my last and final tip to you is to remember how important it is to just be consistent, not perfect. That means if tomorrow you blow it, you know, you wake up and you're starving and you just, you know, you start your day off with the worst meal, like you want pancakes and bacon and syrup, and you're going to chase it with like a, I don't know, some Frappuccino from Starbucks. And it's like it's already starting off like a bad nutrition day. That doesn't mean you've fallen off the wagon. That doesn't mean that you have blown it because you weren't going for perfection. You just get back on track at the next meal. And I want you to consider yourself as being consistent because we're following or we're tracking progress. And progress always goes up and down, up and down, up and down, with a consistent pattern or consistent trend in the direction you want to head. That's consistency. And consistency feels so good. You, my friend, you can do this. I know you can. You can do this. I know you can, because you want it, because you love the way it makes you feel, and because you deserve this. So erase those negative beliefs that somehow you don't deserve this, or that perhaps that person who put those negative thoughts in your mind, perhaps they were right. They weren't right. They were wrong. And you don't want them to hold your potential hostage for one more day. Bye-bye now. The best revenge that you can take is to prove that little voice inside your head that was implanted in your head by some nasty person anyways. Prove that person wrong. They were so wrong. Just be consistent. You are amazing. You are amazing. You can do anything you set your mind to. Believe that. Know that. It's true. I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for spending this time with me. And again, I hate to be schmoopy whoopy with you, but I do love you. And I can't thank you enough for these amazing messages you've been leaving for me. The reviews on iTunes are insane. You guys are amazing. So thank you so much. I read them every time before I start a podcast. So please know I'm reading every single one of them. There's only a couple dozen new ones each week. So if you have a special message to leave for me, do it in an iTunes review, because that's one surefire way you know I'm going to read your words. You guys are awesome. I love you. You are thebomb.com. Oh, and follow me on Periscope.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.